Housing First, it's one of many tools communities are trying to help get people off the streets. HPR's Noe Tanigawa has been spending time on Maui, exploring efforts of outreach workers to connect with the homeless who others may have given up on.
Mm-hmm. You know something, Catherine? They really believe in Housing First there on Maui. There was just a meeting of the Hawaii Interagency Council on Homelessness this past Monday, and David Nakama was there. He's Maui's homeless coordinator, and he is a true believer in that system. How it works is that they figured that the most visible 10% of homeless are using 50% of all the resources. So the idea is to get those people, and they are often the hardest to house, get them into housing and free up the resources for the rest of the people. And it's been working on Maui, I tell you. David Nakama says, just because of population, he knows Oahu's homeless situation's exponentially larger, but he's hopeful even for us.
We're all in this together, and I'm hoping that all their homeless provider agencies can jump on board with the Housing First approach and do the 100% buy-in like how Maui has. That, I think, is the key. If they can do that, then they're on the road to solving this. You know, we talk about ending homelessness here all the time. You know, we have a Maui Homeless Alliance. We always talk about ending it or getting it to where it's very manageable. They call it that functional zero.
Functional zero. Manike Yamashita, who's CEO of Kahale Akeola, talked about that too. She says that's where there may be people falling out of housing, but they're able to catch them and put them in pretty quickly. You know, it's not a place where you've got years worth of people without homes. The thing is, there is a bottleneck for everyone, and that is affordable rentals. Maybe 5,000 homes on Maui are in that vacation market, right?
Mm,
and
yes.
You've been talking to people about how they're trying to get a handle on that one. At some point, homeowners are probably going to have to look inside themselves and ask, what are we willing to do here? Another thing that's happening on Maui is the Realtors Association is getting together with this Maui Homeless Alliance that they have, and they sponsor landlord summits and get together with landlords and try to talk to them about how there is support for renting to people with lower incomes. There is a lot of support for them these days, and they're followed inside the system so that there are a lot of securities in place for landlords there. Also, they've even got social service people just out scanning, looking for underutilized buildings and trying to make those right into possibly affordable units. But the studies have been done, and Maui's going to need 14,000 more units by 2025. I mean, that's
what
they say, 7 years away. Well, that doesn't get Housing Director Will Spence down. He wanted this job, believe it or not. He was planning director before this, so he has seen the development and the planning issues come through.
New projects come forward, and people come out in force against them. And then they say, well, how come we're not building any affordable housing? Well, because everybody fights every new project. And if we're going to provide this housing, people are going to have to start thinking differently.
How are we going to have to start thinking?
Not everybody is going to be able to get a single family residence. I want to say we're going to have to think a little bit more like Oahu and just go up. Right now, we've 8-story condos are uncommon here. I think about Kaka'ako. I've gone on a couple of tours of that, and I'm like, that kind of thing would be really hard to swallow here.
Well, you know, he says he's not pro-development, he's pro-housing. And you know what's so interesting, Catherine, is Maui had some really stringent affordable housing laws in place, you know, where you had to build affordable if you were going to build any luxury housing. And they went hand in hand. And that kind of squelched the housing market for a number of years there. All they built was commercial on Maui. I mean, look at all the malls, right? Everybody's throwing their hands up in the air. They have changed those laws. More projects are going forward now. Catholic Charities has got a Kupuna housing project going on right in central Maui. And what's cool is Will Spence says there are things the county can do to expedite this affordable housing thing. You know, it's another thing is that zoning, the way it is on Maui right now and in a lot of places perhaps, The cheapest, easiest, and most lucrative thing to do with a large parcel of land is divide it up into gentleman farm estates.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we get ourselves into that one? Well, look, Will Spence says the funny thing now is that the county can proactively rezone areas that are in their general plan to be developed and thus make it easier, cut years off the planning process for people who want to go in and try to make developments there a little bit more affordable.
I'm just glad that there are people like that, the folks you talk to, that are willing to be out there and really try and find a solution for the problem.
It's got to be done on this granular level, and it's just easier there because Maui's a little bit smaller. And they okayed their general plan that they're working on now, the Maui Island Plan, in 2012. And it's kind of a beautiful document, actually. It took them years to do it. What Will Spence says is new urbanism is a global thing, and it could happen on Maui.
We have some very progressive developers here. Waikapu Town is a project that's coming up that's very new urbanist. Well, you do have sort of a central core, open spaces like parks and whatnot next to all the businesses, and then start building your affordable housing right next to it. That's going to be a good thing, and this developer has worked even with the environmental community so much, they're even supporting it.
Took 10 years, but Mike Atherton got Waikapu Village happening there. I mean, things can happen. Developers and us in communities, we're learning how to do it.
Right, right. Bright spot on Maui. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa with an update on the housing efforts on the Valley Isle. You can listen to her reports on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.